never chasing the treasures of this world. We run to a glorious reward. The only name worth living for. Say, 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 say you believe it. Sing for the whole world to hear it. We know and we declare that Jesus is King.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. I'll tell you where I am in just a little bit. I'm not at the Passion House, by the way. Brand new location for the Passion Podcast special edition today, talking about Passion Awakening, the new CD coming out on March the 9th. I could not be more excited about this album finally making it into the hands of people all around America and the world. And so we're going to be talking about some of the music. Got some special guests dropping in with us today on the podcast. By the way, I hope you like the new opening song. What happened there, in case you heard the last podcast already, is we posted this podcast, or actually recording this podcast before we posted the last podcast, asking you your feedback for the new opening music. So far we've gotten no feedback because you don't know to give feedback. So you have new opening music, and I hope you liked it today. And we got this brand new location dropping in with us by phone today. Pretty excited about it. Charlie Hall, if he gets off a plane in time. Mr. David Crowder is going to be joining us by phone today. And in the studio with me, Chris Tomlin and Matt Redman, and lots of stuff coming for Passion Awakening. So stay tuned today. I'm so excited. We're at White Horse Studio, and I'll tell you all about that a little bit later on. And dropping in with us today, Chris Tomlin and Matt Redman, and then by phone, Charlie Hall, David Crowder Band, which we could have gotten everyone on board, Mr. Fee, Christy, and our Hillsong United friends, but technology and time only allowed us, and schedules, a few things to do today. So we're excited about the folks that are going to be here talking about the CD. It's coming out really, really fast, March the 9th, and you can actually hear some clips of it on our Facebook fan page, which is Passion Space 268 Generation. And if you haven't joined the Passion fan page, I hope that you will. We want that to become our central updating location for all things Passion. So if you're on Facebook, just search for Passion Space 268 Generation. Come join the fan page. There should be some new clips up there as of today, actually. But then by the time you hear this, who knows, you can just go to iTunes and buy the whole CD. So here's all my promo stuff up top before these guys jump into the studio. By the way, just to clarify for a few of you guys that got the digital all access, because right now, and I'm pretty excited about this, and I know it might not matter to the rest of you guys, but I'm pretty stoked about it. When you go to the main music page at iTunes today, right there in the banner ad, you see Passion Awakening, and I just love it. That's where we want to be. And it's the deluxe edition Awakening CD pre-order right now. In fact, people are already pre-ordering that and included in it. And there's a bunch of stuff on it that I didn't actually know everything that was going to be on it. But there is a photo video from Passion 2010. There is one of the talks. I think it was the last session talk of mine from Passion 2010. And the three bonus songs that only you digital all access people have been able to listen to since Passion 2010 are also on the deluxe CD, not on the regular iTunes CD and not on the physical CD when you buy that in a store, but on the deluxe edition iTunes CD, those three songs are included. I said at Passion 2010 that if you bought digital all access, that you would get three bonus songs that nobody else was going to get to hear that weren't going to be on iTunes. And what I was meaning to say in that moment was that we weren't releasing them as pre-release singles before the album came out like we normally do. Normally we release a bundle a couple of weeks after the event, another couple of weeks later we release another iTunes bundle. We did that at 07, 06, and 05. And what I was trying to say was we're not doing that this year. So by the time you get this digital all-access card, all the way up until when the album comes out, you'll be the only people in the world listening to these songs. And that was true. And they are not on the official regular CD that's coming out, just this deluxe edition. So I hope you're cool with that. If not, you still got a great deal. So, I mean, I'm not sure how you cannot be, because you got a ton of stuff and you got it before everybody else did. But I'm excited. The deluxe edition CD's out there. It's all 12 songs on the album, plus those three bonus songs, plus a talk, plus a little images video. And that's just a great resource for people. I love seeing it sitting right there on the main music page. So if you want to go check that out, if you want to get it, go to iTunes and enjoy. It's going to be really incredible. So I wish I could describe this place, and I'll wait until Chris gets in here. This is actually Tomlin's studio here in Atlanta, and it is stunning. I mean, it's a beautiful day here. It's not raining. It's not snowing. It's not sleeting. That's a miracle. It's blue sky, sunshine, absolutely gorgeous. And this is an incredible setting to make music. And a lot of the Passion Awakening songs were written in this place. Some of the writing sessions we had back in the fall, all the demos were hashed out here, and the songs were kind of formed and fashioned in this very space. So it's a good place to come back and talk about the album. If you're a songwriter, musician, worship leader, you're going to dig it today. If not, just hang around, because I'm sure Redmond will have a couple of great jokes for us. And I'm not going to prompt him for any jokes today. He's not here at the moment, but he'll be coming in a few minutes. But we'll see what he's got for us on his own. But stick around. We'll be back after just a little taste of Passion Awakening. This is Mr. Steve Fee and the band called Fee. Just a sample of what you can hear on Passion Awakening. And we'll be back with our guest right here in the White Horse Studio in just a second. If you're alive and you've been redeemed, rise and sing, rise and sing. If you've been touched by the Mercy King, rise and sing, rise and sing. Sing, whoa! Welcome back. Well, I have been joined here in the studio during our break by a couple of guys that I think you know well, Mr. Chris Tomlin.
Hello, everyone.
And Matt Redmond has joined us as well. Hello. You're sporting your Ben Sherman today. I like that. Yes. It's a little UK influence. It's hard for you to just live a day without thinking about how
it
good
is.
Things are.
I need
are.
To wear something UK. I've got my Union Jack boxer shorts on underneath as well.
Do you really?
That's good enough.
No, not
That's good.
Okay, know. That's good. Well, I feel like we can go forward, Chris, now that we know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow. I apologize, by the way, to all you listening out there, all you folks with kids out there listening. I didn't know that was coming. So we'll maybe work around that.
We don't
that.
Have a five-second delay.
No, we don't have any buttons we can push. We don't have the Matt Redmond button.
No.
Anyway, we're getting some updates, by the way. David Crowder, I think, is on his way to Delaware, and Charlie Hall is on his way to somewhere, and their flights are delayed. Bad weather, huge, big snowstorm up in the Northeast, nice. And so we might get Charlie. I'm not sure if we're going to get Crowder, so we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. But I'm glad you guys are here. We're in White Horse Studio.
That's right.
Is it studio or studios?
Studios. I don't know. I don't even know. White Horse could be the name.
Maybe that's not even the name.
It could change. We don't know.
But yeah. There is a big white horse here.
There is a big white horse.
And so that's kind of why people are going off that idea for now. But
exactly.
This is the home of Chris Tomlin Music Enterprise. Is that right?
Yes,
how would you describe this place, Matt, without really giving too much away? Because, you know, we don't really want people showing up here today. But how would you describe this place? Pretty incredible.
It is lovely. It's a lovely, very light environment. Lots of big windows everywhere. That wasn't a big horse, by the way. It was a Shetland pony. But because Chris was standing next to it, it appeared a little larger.
Oh, that's
so it is deceiving. I admit, it got me the first time.
Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
I love it. So anyway, I don't know. How do you describe this place? It's rustic.
Yeah.
It kind of has a sort of
cabin kind of feel.
Slash ranch slash.
Yeah, it's the property's so nice because it's very trees everywhere. And
a little
like,
creek running by the side.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It's a bird watcher's paradise as well. I've seen woodpecker out there.
Yes, and it's, you know, it's I love it. I love
it. I used to be a young ornithologist, and it's a very.
What?
Can you spell ornithologist, by the way?
No, but it's someone who looks at birds. When I was about 7 or 8, I went through a little phase. So I know what woodpeckers look like.
I have no doubt.
And,
what kind of other birds have you noticed out here?
A few spotted things. I don't know what they're called.
Have you seen the state bird of Georgia out there?
Yes, the pelican. I saw that.
That's the state bird of Florida. It's the brown thrasher.
The yes. brown thrasher.
That's the Thrashers, or our NHL team. I'm sure a lot of people didn't know that if they moved in from Texas or from the UK.
I just now heard that.
State bird of Georgia is the brown thrasher. It's a fierce fighting bird.
It must be.
Anyway, back to the studio. We were talking about the studio. It's kind of a cabin slash ranch slash it's lots of log, exposed log. Very comfortable.
Yes, it's white. We painted it all white.
That's the white horse.
And yes, and I saw this painting that I love. It's this, it's a life-size horse, Matt. It is life-size. It's life-size. It's an Arabian. It's an Arabian horse. It's white. And I saw it, and I thought, that would be amazing on the wall. When you walk in, the first thing you see is this beautiful white horse. And the person who painted it is the niece, the great niece, I believe, of the person, of the man who did Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Yes.
The guy that made Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
That's amazing.
He sculpted Mount Rushmore. And but anyway, I saw this painting, and it's really, really beautiful and really cool. And I thought, wow, that would be perfect. And so that's the first thing you see is this white horse. And the cabin is white. And it wasn't white when I found the place. It was just it's kind of all pine looking. Everything was pine. And so we put a little.
It looked
over.
Like somewhere you'd go on a junior high retreat.
Yeah.
When you first found it.
Exactly.
Somewhere, I think I've been to this place in Texas a couple of times on some church retreats.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of got a whole new vibe.
And I got with Nathan and Christy, and we started really, we knocked out a part of a wall, put a window, make a studio, and there's a control room where it used to be a bedroom. And there's where it used to be like a little breakfast room is now the piano room. Off of the control room,
and it has like one of those pot belly stoves in it. Or
yes,
what do you call those? Like the wood burning in your house with this thing that goes up through the roof.
Yeah, the big flue that goes up, and it it works. We've already been using it this winter. It actually works, and it heated up that room. There's not much heat going to that room, so that was awesome. It's got an upstairs for bedrooms for people to stay if they're coming in.
This sounds a little bit like a sales pitch. Like maybe someone could come and track their album here.
If you want to track your record, just get a hold of us somehow because we'd love to have you. And it's awesome. It's set up. It's ready to go.
That might have been a mistake saying that.
That might have been, yeah. What are the rates?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Clarify things a little bit.
I haven't figured that out. You get...
do you serve meals down here at
no,
Redmond recording?
Redmond does.
You'll do the
meals.
We have,
all
some
right.
British favorites. Beans on toast.
Oh, that's I love beans on toast.
Beans on
when
toast.
When I was a kid, my mom used to make this. You know, Chris, she'd make the toast, and then she'd just open a big can of pork and beans and dump them on the toast. Oh, it was one of the best breakfasts. That would send me off to school with such a happy feeling.
I know we're not known for our cuisine in my country.
No.
But we, It's all right.
Yeah, well, I love Fish being here. Thanks for inviting us in today. And,
absolutely.
It's a cool place because, you know, this was really and truly the birthplace of Passion Awakening to a large measure.
Yes.
A lot of the songs that are on the CD started right here, and that process has been pretty phenomenal. We had an album coming out on March the 9th, and 3 months
so
ago, it was November the 9th.
Yeah.
And most of the songs that are these new songs on the album, is that right, Matt? You're doing
that's
the
4 months. Isn't
4 months
it?
Ago. When was 3 months ago? December the 9th.
December the 9th.
It would be the one after.
Yeah,
November,
the one before that. But a lot of these songs were still ideas, and that process was pretty phenomenal. Take us through the journey from zero to all of a sudden now. You heard Our God on XM Radio yesterday, and that song wasn't even finished.
Right.
3 months ago.
Right. And we were thinking we'd love to just get together. But there's two things, you know, with our church, Passion City Church, and with Passion Coming. You set a challenge before us in a big way, saying, you know, I'd really like to bring new songs to this conference. And for people that, you know, not new songs that are off Matt's latest record or Christy's latest record or mine, but new songs that people have not heard yet. And so we decided, let's get together at here at the studio. And we grabbed all of our worship team together. Matt, myself, Christian, Christy, Nathan, you, Louis, Jesse, Daniel. And we kind of got in this room and said, let's – and we started praying together and said, we want songs to kind of asking God for songs and talking about passion, talking about what was coming. And I mean, we had zero. There was nothing. It wasn't like we were all coming with all these great songs. There was really nothing there. And we're just saying, God, would you bring songs? And that started in November for a couple of days, then in December. And to think that in basically 4 days of getting together, most of what you hear on the Passion record that is coming from us was birthed right then. Everything you hear that is our songs, when with Matt, myself, or Christy leading, came from those moments. And there's tons of others that you didn't even hear that didn't even make it on that record. And to think that we were just saying before Rob and I got here, to think I got in my car and I turned on XM radio. And I heard.
Thank you, XM Radio, by the way, for being the first station to add Our God.
It's unbelievable.
So it's beaming all over the world because you can hear Sirius,
yeah,
XM just about everywhere.
Everywhere. And I get in and I get in my car and I thought my CD was still playing because I got in the car and it was right full on Our God was playing. And I was like, and I looked on and it's on the radio and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just cranked it up. And I thought, this is bizarre. This song was. Not even in December, was just being finished,
yeah.
And it's February when I'm listening to this, and bam.
Wow.
It's on the radio.
But you can't do that in the normal world. Our record company, and they are amazing people, yeah. But they looked at us like...
blessed.
Yeah, they are blessed. You're going to record this in January, and you want to do what? You want to have an album come out on March the 9th?
Yeah, it doesn't happen that way.
Doesn't happen, yeah. And that's not the way the world works, but it happened this time that way, and it's pretty cool that it did. You're talking about Our God. Matt, jump in and tell us a little bit about the journey of that song, because Chris is saying the song wasn't even written yet.
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah, so actually this song has a bit of a journey, because it started off back in Florida last year. Myself and a friend of mine called Jonas Myron, who's a Swedish guy who lives in the UK, he was over singing with me at something. We're at this conference, and when the session had finished one evening, we're sitting in the ballroom at this hotel where it was, and there's a piano there, and we think, let's just sit down and worship and try and write a song together. And this song just comes from nothing. This sense, you know, our God is greater, and this whole idea, you know, who could ever stop us if he's with us? And the cool thing is we're writing this song, and all around us is hotel staff packing up chairs and setting things out for
wow,
tomorrow.
That's
and
cool.
It was kind of nice. It's kind of this all this busyness around us, and it was a really nice environment to be writing and singing and worshiping. And so that's what happened. The song was kind of there, this thought, this idea, these sections, but it didn't feel finished. And felt like this overflow of the heart thing, but it needed some refining, needed to get ready for people to sing. And I tried to do that, to be honest, and I just felt it doesn't feel finished. Every time I try, it's not kind of happening. So we had this, you know, on the team day, that's the first song I brought out of my little case. You know, we got this idea, and I was with Chris and Jesse at the time. And just immediately, we got excited about the song, and it was just a great testimony to team, because there's no way it was going to get finished if I just kept hammering away, trying things. But it needed team, you know, and shaping things and new ideas and, you know, adjusting chords and whatever it was, but it felt like 2 or 3 hours. Maybe we had a complete song.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then we got in here, right where we're sitting here talking, got in here and thought, you know, all we had was of course an acoustic and an idea, just how it goes. And then we started just getting out at the band and started playing and go, well, what if we did this? Or what if it did this? Or what if it just like coming out of that bridge, just da da da, you know, all those things started happening, yeah, right here. And it was just, and that was so exciting to hear it. And that was a beautiful thing, is that what Matt mentioned, the team idea, is when we would get together in the studio at my house and in the studio, it'd be just, it was incredible. We would just, it was about 7 or 8 of us, but we'd break off into three, you three go here. And I would just try to find, you know, I just asked the Lord, it wasn't really that divine, but it's like, okay, who needs to be riding today,
yeah,
with each other?
Yeah.
And that day it was me and Matt and Jesse. And I think, maybe Christy and Nathan and Daniel were doing something else and writing, and then and going off into another room and working on some songs. Then we would come back together in a few hours, maybe take 3 or 4 hours together, and then we'd come back together and play each other the songs that came. And this was the one that came when we were together, and just Matt had the idea, and then we just kind of you know, like you said, just kind of shaped it up.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, Matt, but, you know, I like to keep coming back to it because a lot of people who write music, they kind of hold on to their song as if, you know, I'm the birther of this song. I'm the artist, and this came through me, and I know God is putting this song in me. But you're a pretty well-established songwriter. I mean, a lot of people think you're one of the, you know, better-than-average worship songwriters in the world. And some people know you and know your music, and, you know, let's face it, you're like the father of all of us, you know, and you've been out there doing this. Jonas Myron is a great songwriter and a phenomenally talented musician in his own right. You guys have written this song, but yet you bring it in here and basically just set it down on the table and are like, what do y'all think?
Yeah.
And people start changing chords and moving stuff around and, you know, a lot of people don't get that, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think there's two things. One is just the embracing that not many things in the kingdom of God are designed to be done solo. You can do stuff, but God loves team, I think, and he loves us when we do that. Even when he sent disciples out, he didn't send them out on their own, you know. There's the strength in that, and just to embrace that. But that does mean you're going to have to die to some of your ideas being shot down, hopefully humbly and nicely and gently. It means you're going to have to die to having everything the way you want it to be, but you just embrace the fact, actually, I've seen time after time that songs can go to places they would just never would have gone. So it's partly celebrating that, and it's also just creating an environment where that can happen without anyone, you know, getting depressed or, you know, walking out thinking I'm the worst songwriter, because it is a sensitive thing, and bringing ideas. And that's what was great about this is we're a team and we're friends, and it felt very family. It felt, I don't ever feel, you know, slow to say to Chris, I'm not sure about that idea, you know, or, and he might come back and say, well, I am. And then so we'll wrestle, and usually he'll win.
And then wrestle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like full on in my UK.
Tights?
Yeah. Wrestling tights.
Once again, 5 second delay.
Yeah. Okay. That's not a nice image even for me to think of that. So, but anyway, you're just being creative, it fosters this environment. You've got to be kind, and you've got to, you know, just set an environment where that can happen without anyone getting hurt, you know, and it actually was brilliant, I think.
The most amazing thing is that, and Matt is the best at it, because there's something about the UK demeanor we talked about the other day. It's like they form everything with a question, so they're slamming you with the question. They're like, that really doesn't sound good, does it? You know, and it's like everything is like with a nice little like you have to answer them afterwards. Not where we'd say, man, I just don't like that. Matt would say, you know, I don't really know if that's really great, is it? Mm-hmm.
Do you think it could be better if it maybe went a different turn right there? Instead of, that's not where you want to be going. Yeah. The Americans just go straight at it.
Yeah.
The Brits have a way of kind of coming around the left hook, and it's really beautiful. Well, here it is. You might have heard it on the last podcast, but if you just jumped into this one, this is Our God. Just finished up in December. Now going to radio, actually, all over the whole country today, which is pretty exciting.
That's pretty amazing.
And here's a little taste of what we're talking about. I love this song because it's all about Scripture. It's all about God's own confession that if He is for us, who could be against us? And that's really what this is all about today. And so if you're just dropping in on our conversation, the main thing we want you to know is this song's true. And there's a great God who's greater, stronger than anything. And He is a healer. And He is with us and in us today. So here's a little bit of Our God from Passion Awakening. So that's Our God, Passion Awakening. You know, that's a killer hook, by the way. Some of you guys listening don't know what a hook is, but that guitar intro,
yeah,
that's called a hook. That's, and as soon as you hear it, it's a signature.
Yeah.
And it says, wow, yeah, I want to hear this. What is this? And then from that time onward, as soon as you hear that guitar line, yeah, you know, oh, wow.
And it's one of the best bridges, you know, the bridge against musical term, but coming out of the chorus with it, and if I got his voice, that part. That's one of the very best. When Matt played that, just an acoustic, we're sitting by the piano, I was like, oh my gosh, just the rhythm of it, what it's saying, the power of it. I love singing that every time.
You know, it's a little bit of a risk coming to Passion 2010 with a whole load of new music.
Tell me about it.
But we were convinced that's what we wanted to do because we knew God was saying some things. We knew he was going to be speaking some things. We felt like he was leading us in some ways, and we wanted to be able to come around that.
Yeah, it's a little bit intimidating to come and to think, okay, I'm bringing all these new songs, and I'm about to step on this stage, and you don't have a lot of real estate at Passion. You only have a few sessions to lead, and especially on the first night, you're like, I'm about to lead something, and no one has ever heard any of it, and they're going to be staring at me the whole time. And I remember a buddy of mine, he's a really close friend, he's like, man, that's the first couple nights. He's a worship leader, really, I mean, you know, he knows what's going on. It's not like just somebody who just offer advice. He's just like, man, he goes, I remember after the first couple sessions, I was sitting there thinking, I didn't say this out loud, but I thought to myself, I was back in my room laying down in bed going, man, what is Chris doing? What is he, what is he thinking? You know, it's like we don't know any of these songs. And usually you get to Passion, you kind of rally around he goes, and it feels like we're just learning. He goes, in about the day by the last session about the next to the last session, I was like, oh my gosh. He goes, this is just amazing. Just hearing these new songs. He goes, and I can't wait to take this to my church. I can't wait to play these new songs in my church. And that's, you know, that's what you hope for, but that's the risk you take. I know we were just taking a risk, but that's something you said before us, Louise. Again, it's like, hey, I want to bring new songs to church, and songs that give voice to people, new songs of worship to people, you know, and it was exciting to see them take hold.
Yeah, that first night, you know, you're just going to bite the bullet.
Yeah,
you know, because you really want, you got 22,000 people in this place, and you just want to tear the roof off.
Right, right.
And you know, we're sowing these seeds, and we're kind of plowing the ground, so that on that last day, that next to the last day, then everybody's kind of got this deep down in their heart. And sure enough, it explodes by the time you get there. But I saw a tweet today from a guy who was listening to the record, and he said, hey, this is kind of one of those you're going to have to listen to it a few times kind of records. And I was like, oh, man, it just kind of took the wind out of my sails because I was like, for real? Because I don't know that. You know, I've never listened to it for the first time because we wrote the songs, demoed the songs, grew with the songs, did the event, made the album, mixed the album, you know, and now listening to the album, it's like I'm so into it. But I guess for a first-time listener, they're experiencing what your friend was talking about at the event, and they got to listen once or twice, and then the songs kind of get settled down.
They get in you, yeah.
And then they'll go with it. But I think it's a one-time listen, man. I think by the time you get to the last song.
I hope so.
I am absolutely about to launch by the time I get to the end of this album every single time.
And one thing to me, when I heard the whole thing through the first time, the album, you know, I knew the songs already, but what I loved was the kind of live feel. You can hear people singing. It felt very special, like capturing the people of God singing their hearts out about the truths of God. And that really moved me, actually.
Yeah, one of the things we knew going into Passion 2010, we thought pretty strongly that God was just saying to us, healing. These students and people, all of us, are broken. A lot of them have had their dreams ripped open. A lot of them have been hurt. And I just want to breathe healing over people. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a main session focus. The word doesn't have to be on the screen every day. But we just sensed him saying, I want to heal. So it's not all about, hey, let's gather this army and let's go do this thing for God's glory. It's more about him just saying, hey, it starts with the wind of the Spirit just blowing into people's hearts and putting their lives back together. And you wrote that up on the board.
Yeah.
And the first writing day.
Yeah, we got here and we had this little dry erase board. That's my little thing. And I like putting it up like a teacher. And I'm like, what do we want to talk about? And, you know, we started praying together. And Louis just said, you know, what one of the things I'm feeling about and I'm sensing that for Passion is that people are walking in really fragile. They're walking in and they haven't maybe a weird view of God from their family, or they're just hurt by different things, and they just, there's a healing that needs to happen in people's lives. And I've really sensed that. So I just wrote up healing on the board, and that there would be healing in the hands of God. And I think I even wrote that phrase. And I remember we kind of talked together again as a team, and we split up, Louis, me and you and Jesse, and I mean, me and you and yeah, me and Jesse were writing that day, and we were working on another song. And you've never heard that song and come to life yet, but down the other place, Christy and Nathan and Daniel were working on a song, and I remember them coming back, and we after lunch or whatever, we got together and they started singing this song, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what is going on? I mean, they started singing this beautiful, no mountain, no valley, no sickness, no secret, yeah, can separate me from the love of God. And I remember Matt and I were just looking at each other like, this is powerful. And then Christy was like, I just don't know about the chorus. You know, I get to the chorus and it doesn't really feel right. And Matt just says, well, what about, and he starts singing, how high, how wide. And it just started coming together. And that was the beauty of this team thing, like we mentioned earlier. It's just like, we're just laying down ourselves. We're just humbling ourselves before each other and saying, what's the best thing?
It's kind of vulnerable, firstly, to say, like, you know, maybe this could be an idea. But also, it's Christy Knuckles, you know. You're saying, how high? You know, thinking, man, I sound like a little mouse or something.
When she starts singing, And that's the beauty of it. It's like, hey, guys, we got this. The song, the heart of the song, and then saying, but I just don't know with the chorus. And then the beauty of it is they're, you know, you're close to the song because you're writing it. And then when someone like Matt steps in and goes, well, what about this? To go, wow, that's actually better than what I had.
Yeah.
And think, well, yeah, I want to do that. And we opened the song, interestingly enough, the whole conference opened with this song, Healing in Your Hands. And we played it a couple times more. And each time we played it, I mean, I just couldn't hardly stand it. Just the power, I felt the weight of it. I felt that, and I remember sitting in that room thinking about bringing healing to people. And here comes this song that was really, you could see people just had never heard it before, opening passion, never heard the song before. And this is the first thing, there's no words on the screen, there's nothing, and people standing up all over this place and just really receiving from God right from the start.
It was one of the most powerful moments for me. And you know, I remember when I came in that second day and Nathan and Christy were like, or you said, play that song, you know, and they didn't even know how to play it. You know, Nathan picks up a guitar and he's trying to remember what key was it in,
right,
and was it kind of this? And so we're talking about the early stages, and Christy begins to sing and there's no production. It's just her sitting in your living room, Nathan with his guitar, and I just got huge tears in my eyes. Yeah. And I knew right then and there that the Spirit of God was on me, you know, because of that song, and that he was stirring in my heart. And I kind of looked across the room at you and I was just like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, what we're saying, the three of us, and I'm trying to think in my mind, how does this translate to the people listening around the world? You know, these 300 or 400 people out there listening to this today. And I think one of the ways it translates is that God is abundant.
Yeah.
And he is a living source of creativity, imagination, the beauty, of genius, of power, of spirit, and it just positioning yourselves. And I know everybody is not a channel for, you know, songs for the whole church, but God is a source. And to say, we want to put healing on a dry erase board on one day, and the next day I walk in and she starts singing that, and I know right then and there, I walk away that day knowing, that's the way I want to open Passion 2010. I've never even heard the song demoed.
Right.
I haven't heard it with the band, but I know. And so we do this little recapping our history, you know, Owl City thing. We do this amazing David Crowder creation, our God is great from the beginning thing. And then we do the story of the gospel in words as Nathan's just freestyle playing. And then Christy just steps up and sings this. And I'll never forget it. Standing in the back, and I'm exactly like you, people just lifting their hands to God all over this building. And that's when I knew it's on. This is Passion 2010. It's not rah-rah. It's not let's get a big emotional high. It's not starting with the huge explosion and the biggest song we can think of. It's God loves you. He knows who you are.
Mm.
He's here.
Yeah.
And healing is in his hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so here's a little bit of that if you haven't heard it. And I hope you can just let this wash over you today, wherever you are. There is a God who mends the broken things and who puts all things back together again. So we're hoping Charlie's plane's going to land any minute now, and we'll be able to hear from him. He brought a song, by the way, that I absolutely love, and I just love the guy, period. I love his voice, though. Yes, and you're listening along through the record, and you get to track 6, and here comes Charlie. And, man, it's just like, I don't know, it's like power just cutting right into your life, and he's singing this song about the kingdom of God coming to us, and it's really, really cool. So hopefully he'll be on with us soon. Crowder, I'm not sure we're going to get him today because of the Delaware mess, but Howie Loves, he did it at the late night at Passion, and I know you've all heard the song, but hearing it with Phillips Arena jammed to the rafters, people absolutely
incredible.
Going nuts.
Incredible.
It's pretty powerful. And then he brings this Like a Lion song
right.
that he digs up somewhere on the internet. He sees it on YouTube.
Right.
It's never been recorded before. It happens to be that a guy here in Atlanta wrote the song.
Amazing.
Worship leader from here in the metro area. And really, really fresh and beautiful expression as well. But one of the songs, is the title song on the album is called Awakening.
Awakening.
And I'd like to say that we all that came together in the right order, but it kind of came together in a backwards order in a way
sure.
because we had to title the album before Passion because of this whole thing I mentioned earlier that you can't make a record in 2 months. So it's like I had to have a title. And we just prayed and prayed and talked, and we said, we think Awakening. We believe Awakening is really what we want to say, and it's what God wants to do. And this is before I had an opening talk about Awakening. It's before there was a song called Awakening. This was just,
crazy.
God, we think we keep hearing that word. So we decided to go with it, and then I kind of looked at you and said, well, guess what? I think we are probably going to need a song called Awakening if the album's called Awakening. And
you said, if the title of this record is called Awakening, and there's a song called Awakening, it better be really good. Because everybody's going to look at it and go, well, that is the song they're looking at, so it better be strong. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Well, I mean, come on. What songs have you written that aren't strong? I had confidence in you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's that team thing. But anyway, a really cool thing happened in that because
right.
we thought it might be cool to kind of merge two continents and two hemispheres together.
Exactly. Yeah, you and I both talked about that, and I thought in – it'd be cool maybe to take this song to one of my buddies with at Hillsong. And
now, Hillsong, is that a church? Or
yeah, you might hear about them in the coming years. They're in a little upstart ministry out of Australia.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I'll be watching for them.
Yeah, they've got a few songs and, you know, a little ragtag group of band members. But I thought, well, we'll just let them in on what we're doing here. Just try to help them out. And my friend Reuben Morgan, I started emailing Reuben. Many of you guys know his songs, and it's just incredible, incredible songwriter.
Reuben Morgan is half of a co-writer of the song Mighty to Save, which a lot of people know. So this guy's influenced people already.
A huge, just massive songwriter, amazing guy. Love the guy. And I was like, so I started through technology. You know, it's amazing what you can do just through a little phone and going back and forth with one another. And I said, Reuben, I got these ideas, and I know you're over Australia and I'm here in America, but I was wondering if we could write together this song. I have this Louis and I've been talking about the song Awakening, this idea Awakening, and having a song for the conference, but just about our hearts awakening to God. And so I started throwing ideas, started emailing a few thoughts, and probably a week later, I get an email back and saying, "Hey man, I cannot sleep. I'm so excited about this idea. I can't even sleep at night, and we've got to connect." can figure out a time to talk. And I remember I was like, yeah, we'll figure it out. And we started, you know, it's been the middle of the night for me, probably afternoon for him. And we just start getting on the phone, and he's like, man, I got this, get this thought. And I remember he first thought, he goes, I got about three or four thoughts. He's so prolific. And he goes, but this first one, he starts singing, in our hearts, Lord, in this nation, awakening. And I was going like in a completely different place. I was like, had it like completely at about 140 beats a minute, just like going crazy. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like totally settled me down. And I was like, that's beautiful. Open with that. And just kind of took it from there. And that was really all there was. And I just kind of took it from there. And this he had a little melody idea of it. And I started writing the chorus. And then this bridge came one afternoon where I just, like the rising sun that shines from the darkness comes to light. It's like this vocal that just takes off. And I started singing that. And I sent it to Ruben. And I was like, man, I just started singing this over what we've written. What do you think? And he goes, yeah, I think it's too high. I don't think we should do that. And I, he's like,
Chris Tomlin, too high? Come on.
He's like, it's going to be like, he goes, I don't know. And he goes, and so I was like, oh, I feel it. And he goes, yeah, I guess it's awesome. He goes, well, let's see what happens. So I get the song. We kind of do a demo here in the studio. And once again, Redmond comes through. And he's just like, I'm playing the song. I was like, you know, I feel like this is there. And this is a song for this conference. You know, I feel like this is a powerful conference. What do you think? And he goes, well, the very end, man. It just goes so massive and so beautiful. And then you're just kind of in it. You don't really catch that momentum. And he goes, what if you put the bridge, the rising sun and the awake my soul, what if you put that together, just together at the end? I was like, I don't think a song has ever done that before, ever. I've never heard a song where the bridge and the chorus then came together at the end. I've never heard them come together like that. That doesn't make any sense. That is like song.
You were looking at me.
I was looking at you like,
are you crazy?
I think I might have said that. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like a fourth part of the song. Who does that? You know?
Well, my original thought was to take the first word from the chorus and the second word from the bridge and the third, but maybe that was a little too much. So,
and it was just amazing. So when you hear that, like the rising sun that shines, awake my soul, from the darkness comes a light. And then Matt's like, you know, maybe something like, only you can raise alive, awake my soul. I was like, they started playing it. It's like, oh my gosh, it's just another liftoff and another like thing, and it's just been incredible. And I just and so after this. So after the song happened and all that stuff, and it's been out, and I remember sending it to Ruben. It's like, Ruben, here's what happened, and he's like, mate, you won't believe this. He said, ever since the boys from United have come back to church, he said, I don't think there's been a Sunday where we haven't done it, and it was our Vision Sunday for our church and all our campuses, and it's kind of our song for that. And
that's so
and
cool.
He was like, it's just been massive. He goes, and Brooke led it the other night, and he goes, and we did it in a whole different key, and Brooke just led it. And he said, you should have heard it when she led it. It was just like insane. He goes, it's just insane. He said, I couldn't be happier. And he goes, and just the way it explodes at the end, that's just incredible. I was like, yeah, that's Redmond. And I did. And so it was just so cool.
I love it. And I love the worlds coming together. You know, there are distinctions, you know, around the world, but music is sort of that common thread. And we were excited, you and I were, to be able to sort of see these friends of ours come alongside of us and have a song that's kind of circulating globally, not just from a part of the church, but from the church, is really, really cool to me. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting, and I love it, and I think you came through.
And those high notes, they make you reach up to them. I mean, it's like you find someone like Chris a little easier. If you've ever seen a film, you're like Alvin and the Chipmunks, you know that smaller creatures usually can get a little higher. But so
okay, you call me a creature. Oh my god.
But there's something
okay, I want to just jump in right here if I can. Before you guys both arrived, I did our opening piece.
Yeah.
And I said, and so I'm not going to prompt Redmond today at all. I'm not going to mention any jokes. I'm not going to ask him to tell any jokes. So I want you to know this is not me doing this.
Well, you know,
and,
while we're here.
So we'll see what he brings. And now he is whipping out while props, we're here. Chris.
I mean, what a lot of people don't know, he actually, you know, we do put some effects to make him sound more like a man, you know, when he sings. But here's one of his early recordings that I just happen to have with me.
Yeah.
That's the old days, before the new technology. We can.
Look, little varmints are running down from the hills. The chipmunks are all coming down to the studio. Look at them. This is amazing. They're little animals lining up around the windows. What in the world? Imagine what kind of time and energy. What kind of contraption is that? Where did you get that?
Did you actually go make something that speeds up my song?
Oh, dear. I've been wanting to use that for a long time. Just had it in my pocket, just in case. If the Lord prompted me.
In case.
If the Lord prompted you.
I love it. I love it. Well, this is Awakening. It is a. It's a such a serious song. And I don't know. Maybe we can speed it up a little bit and get that effect. I got an idea, man. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Worship CD. That's never been done.
No,
I think
this could be awesome. This could be huge. Somebody's going to do it now. And we're going to be.
You could call it Calvin and the Chipmunks.
It's even better. Okay, here we are with a little bit of Awakening compilation of many streams coming together. Beautiful song from Passion Awakening, the CD. Charlie Hall.
It is.
This is Louis Giglio. Got two friends here with me in the studio.
Hey, Charles. It's Chris and Little Redmond.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
How's it going?
It's great, man.
Did you make it?
You
got to your destination safely. We're excited.
Yeah, we're in Jackson, Mississippi at the Mellow Mushroom right now.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty excited about that.
That's pretty exciting. A little shout out for Mellow Mushroom. What are you having?
I think I'm gonna have the Mighty Meaty. I know. Sounds huge.
Well, you can handle it. Hey, listen, I'm so glad it worked out for you to be on with us. We've been talking about Passion Awakening, the CD, and we've been reliving some of the moments of some of the songs that God created just for this time. And same deal, you were writing music coming into Passion as well and working on new music. In fact, I didn't hear the song that actually made it on the album until you did it at Passion. And it just was absolutely incredible. So tell us a little bit about the journey of that song and how you brought it to Passion and kind of how it landed.
And I've been super excited about this song. The verses I had written maybe like a year before, and then I'd been reading in Isaiah 61, and we actually reworked that song 2 days before we left for Passion, and totally changed the way the chorus was, and so really the first time we ever did it was that morning, and
that was the first time you'd ever played the song. It was that morning.
Yes.
Wow. that's pretty incredible.
That's risky.
Yeah, the confession of it and the prayers of it, I just thought would go super great with the goal of Passion, you know, the justice and the Ghost Center, and just that it's scripture and that, you know, Jesus Himself said that. Spirit of God is on us. And I had this picture of ahead of time of being in being a passionate and looking around at all the people and saying that we're in this wave of God, we're in the anointing of God, and He's on us, and He's here to send us to do these amazing things and things that no one could do in their human power, that it would have to be the Spirit of God through this group of people doing this. And so we just wrote this prayer, and it was kind of our last hour of songwriting and rehearsal, and then we had the day off, and then we came to Passion. And so the first time we did, I was just thinking, no one's going to know this, but we're going to pray these prayers, and it'll be beautiful.
And it was beautiful. I remember standing there thinking, wow. And I had no idea that was the first time you played the song. But one of the things I mentioned at church, our little core team met this week, and we're talking about vision for the year, and Isaiah 61 is a really big part of that for Passion City Church. And I was talking about this song, which you came back and said, hey, it's called King of Heaven, but I want to call it King of Heaven, Isaiah 61. And then when you said that, Shelley just kind of, she was blown away, because before Passion, she had a real strong sense from God about Isaiah 61 that she'd been speaking over us. And so here's Shelley carrying Isaiah 61. Here are you guys over here with a song that's been there for a year that you're retooling a couple of days before Passion, Isaiah 61. And then here we are talking about our church even all these, these couple of months later. And that's just pretty cool that we are all listening to the same Spirit, and that Spirit's leading us all in the same direction. And you bringing this song was just a huge, huge encouragement that God is with us and in us.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. That passage has been with me since I was a new, young follower of Jesus, you know. I just started walking with God, pursuing God, and somebody read this, that Isaiah 61, and I felt like they were reading what my life was supposed to be about, and then it turns out it's what all of our lives are supposed to be about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really, really cool. It comes in a great place in the record too. We were just talking about it, that sixth track, which is right at the halfway point, and it's kind of like a whole new wind is coming at that point. I mean, it's just been phenomenal with the songs leading up to that record, opening up with Awakening, then Our God, then Say Say, then Our God, Healing is in Your Hands. Crowder's How He Loves, then Healing is in Your Hands. And then here comes Charlie, and it's just like a whole new thing happens. And I just remember the first time listening to the record all together and thinking, man, I love this guy. And I love his voice. And I'll just say that in front of all of our, we got 400 people listening to this right now, and I don't mind just going right on out there, but you have a phenomenal, unique voice that just somehow to me just carries the message of God in such an incredible, powerful, unique way. And then the song just kind of anthems everything we want to be about. So I love it. And it's one of my favorite, probably one of my favorite 12 tracks on the CD. Is one of my most favorite 12 tracks on the record.
Wow.
Is that one. Yeah. I've narrowed it down.
Are you saying that song is way better than all of Chris's songs put together?
Well, I was looking right at Chris trying to say that, and I'm like, wow, how am I going to say this? Hey, by the way, Matt's got something he wants to play for you, because you couldn't hear the rest of the podcast. So he's got a little encouragement for you that because people on the podcast are rewinding to hear it anyway. So here it comes again. But this, I'll let him tell you what it is.
Well, mate, what happened was we discovered this old track of Chris's. Now, you know, like Alvin and Chipmunk's, things like that, you realize that smaller creatures, often they have a higher voice. Well, we found this old track of Chris's. Check this out. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? Does that move you as much as it moved us?
That's awesome.
Mate, now we know, the three of us are... a little height challenge, shall we say. We did find one of yours, but it was so high, only dogs could hear it. So we couldn't play that one. Anyway, much love, mate. So cool. I have something to say about your song as well. I love the fact that, getting back to a serious point here.
Wow.
We can, you know, I love it when we're singing stuff that we, sometimes in worship, we're singing stuff we're not actually doing. Other times we're doing stuff, we're not singing it. And I felt that with a lot of the Justice stuff, all this stuff's rising up. It'd be nice to accompany our journey of that by singing about it. Yeah, and that's what cool. I loved about this song is the kind of meeting of the singing and the doing, you know.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, I totally agree with that. And how do you put Do Something Now into this record? You know, how do you inject such a vital part of what we were about into the middle of it all? And Charlie figured out how to do it. You always come through, Charlie. Yes.
Thanks, man. I'm Mr. Last Man, but, you know, I give it a good shot.
So tell us about Jackson, Mississippi. What's on for tonight?
Well, we are a part of a, it's like a whole bunch of churches coming together, and we're gonna lead worship for these, it's like 15 churches in the area unifying to worship, spend the weekend together and learn and walk and talk with God. And, so I think it'll be a pretty amazing time. When I was coming in, I was like, what's going to be happening in Jackson, Mississippi? And I met with the guy, and he said, we've got 15 churches coming together. And I just think that's amazing if you can get that many churches in one area unifying for a moment in time.
Absolutely. I know it's going to be great. And you're going to have that Mighty Man pizza in you, so you're going to be ready.
Love it.
No, it's the Mighty Meaty pizza, not the Mighty Man pizza. You're thinking
that's what cannibals
eat.
Me,
the Mighty Man.
Yeah, that's what you're going to be. Well, listen, man, we are excited about this album. Comes out March the 9th, and I'm so happy that our Passion family is represented together and that you guys are in it and a part of it. In fact, I was watching a little glimpse video that came out on the digital all-access pass this past week, and song kind of kicks up, and there's a shot of your band. I think Brian, you can see Brian kind of ripping the keys a little bit, and his own style, which is so beautiful. And it just makes me smile, and I appreciate you, even though you got some delays and all, joining us today, and hope Mississippi is just incredible. And we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Absolutely, man. I'm loving that record, and I've listened to it several times. Love the Confessions, and I'm excited that thing's coming out, and I'm proud of what it's speaking and what it's saying and how everyone's together on it. So I miss you guys, and I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Look forward to it. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks.
So guys, this has been good. I like this. We should do this more often, so we'll come back. And got a lot of stuff happening. You're writing music all the time.
All the time.
New album. You're going to be here in a White Horse studio.
That's right.
And other locations, making an album soon.
Yep.
Matt, you are writing music constantly. You guys have been writing together. That's pretty beautiful and phenomenal. I know Charlie's guys are writing music, working on a new album as well.
Lots of music.
Lots of music.
Lots of music
around.
Coming in the church. You know, it's being weekly now, every Sunday. It's just I love it. I love it. And Matt and I've been leading together there, and it's just such a beautiful thing. You know, it's just a good moment. I just have so much anticipation and hope for 2010, this year, and all that it brings, you know, in ministry.
Yeah, Matt, any closing any closing jokes, anything you didn't get in, any props you got down in that bag that you didn't get to use?
I've got one more. If you want to end with it, it's only a one-liner. Chris Tomlin's so short, he doesn't roll dice, he pushes them.
What does that mean?
That's all I got. I'm out now.
Okay, you're good. All right. I just want to make sure we didn't leave anything, you know, unappreciated.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
You're off to the homeland. Sorry, my homeland.
Yes, your homeland, not our homeland.
No, that was very offensive. Yes.
I am. I'll be heading off to London, actually on a Monday.
Fantastic.
And excited about Passion London coming up May 14th and 15th. It's going to be two days at Wembley Arena. Is that the right? No. Yes, Wembley Arena, not Wembley Stadium. That's two different things, right?
That's next year.
That's a big, okay, yeah. Big difference.
Wembley Arena, Passion, is going to be exciting May 14th and 15th. More details to come, but don't miss it. All three of us guys will be there together. It's going to be pretty exciting. We'll have just come from Kyiv, Ukraine, and be on our way to Asia, Tokyo. And thank goodness, man, we lost our venue in Tokyo for Passion Tokyo. And it looked like we might have to scratch there. And God has provided another venue, really, really cool. And that's a big deal in Japan. It's very hard to get a venue. It doesn't happen overnight, and it's very complicated. So we got a new venue. Hopefully we're going to sign a contract in a day or two. That hadn't happened yet.
Awesome.
But Tokyo's back on, Manila, Hong Kong, and
Vancouver,
and Sao Paulo. So that's where we're headed this year. But looking forward to being in England. I'm going to be with some of our ministry leader partners and friends next week with our team. It's going to be really exciting. So thank you guys for joining us today. Especially thank you guys for popping in. Actually, you live here, so Matt, thanks for driving over, Matt. Appreciate it. Huge thanks to Christy Knuckles. Amazing contribution to this CD. Christian Stanfill, thank you so much. David Crowder Band, absolutely phenomenal. Steve Fee and Fee, and our friends from Hillsong United, incredible. I can't wait for you to hear the CD. If you are new to it, give it a couple of listens if that's what it takes. But I can't imagine you're not going to be just absolutely cranking it as loud as it will go. And hopefully it's going to do in your lives what it's supposed to do, and that is to awaken you to a great God who loves you and has incredible things for your lives. Available everywhere March 9th. We'll be back hopefully next week on the Passion Podcast. We're going to keep them rolling, folks. So get ready, and we'll see you soon.